Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. How was your break? Did you guys get a chance to recharge and do things you may have not usually done when you're on the grind? My break was really lovely. I'm actually still on break. I'm currently in Melbourne, still visiting my family. We went to Byron Bay and Noosa for 2 weeks. And to be honest, it wasn't really my type of holiday because I'm not someone who likes to chill and be on the beach all day, which is what this holiday was all about. But actually, it turned out to be a blessing in disguise. I didn't bring everything with me. I didn't have all my stuff with me. And the internet there, like, I really don't know how Queenslanders do it, but the reception down there is up there is really, really bad. And so I couldn't even access Canva. The internet was so slow and it was so bad that I couldn't do my work and I didn't have everything with me anyways. So that forced me to slow down and be in the moment and not work. And that actually gave me a lot of time to clear my mind and make space for creative thinking. So I was actually really grateful that that happened because I'm feeling so energized and like ready to work. And I think that's what a holiday is all about, right? And I'm seeing the value in that, the value of taking real rest time to feel motivated to work again. Before I jump into this episode, I want you to have this in mind because whilst you're listening to this episode, I would really like you to think about one person who would really benefit from listening to this episode. Because that's the best way to succeed. It's through helping and sharing knowledge with others. Now, you're probably wondering why my podcast has changed from I'm figuring it out to Master of Achievement. And it's actually something I'm super excited and now ready to share with you guys. Because last year, I spent a good amount of time being in a rut. You guys know this. That was like the whole theme of last year. It was like, I'm trying to figure it out. So I was in a rut and I was really trying to understand what direction I was headed in, but I still wanted to do something so I could feel a sense of progress, but I was like really, really lost. And psychologists actually call this, there's a term for it. I didn't know, but now I do. The term is called languishing. So it's where you're feeling unmotivated, not really burnt out. You're feeling unmotivated, you're feeling a bit lost with where you want to go, but you still want to do something so that you feel that sense of progression. And that was like me. I didn't really know where I was going and what I was doing, but all I knew was I wanted to do something so that I could keep the momentum going. And I noticed a pattern that every time I had conversations with people, it left me feeling super energized and empowered. And that gave me enough motivation to keep myself going the next day or the next week. So even though I was really lost with what I was doing, whenever I had these powerful conversations with people, it really left me feeling like super energized. And that's the reason why I wanted to interview some really ambitious people on I'm figuring it out because I wanted to understand how they were figuring out life and how they overcame these moments of feeling lost and feeling like they had plateaued. And so I spent a lot of last year going back to the drawing board, going back to the basics. I was detecting and deeply understanding what it was about me that made me me, in the hopes of discovering my new passions. I was basically trying to understand, what was my North Star again? Like, what actually drives me? Because I was feeling really, just like really, really lost. And I didn't want to do things for the sake of doing things. I wanted to make sure that what I was doing was actually tasks or going to events or working on projects that actually aligned with who I am and what my overall goal is and what my overall passions are. And I wanted every decision and task to move a needle, not just doing the task for the sake of doing the task and looking like I'm doing something. So I was really trying to understand like what I was motivated by, what I was energized by, what was my vision for the future? Like, what does the ideal Stephanie Nguyen look like? What is her life like? What is she doing? And really clearly defining what success looks like to me. So the reason why I needed to understand what success looked like to me was because I was starting to feel myself compare me to other people and other people's journeys and their success. And I'm not normally like this where I see someone else succeed and I'm feeling like envious. I'm someone who, you know, I want to see everyone win genuinely. And because I was starting to feel these feelings, I knew that it was because I was really unclear with what success looked like to me. And that's why whenever I saw someone else, you know, quotation marks, succeeding, I felt really envious. And it wasn't because I didn't want that person to succeed, but it was because I was envious that they knew what they were doing and I didn't. So I had to go back to the drawing board on that. And I wanted to be really, really clear about my why. Because without understanding why I was doing something, I would just be doing things from extrinsic motivations. And the thing is, when you are being driven by extrinsic motivations, God, that word is so hard to pronounce, you will never feel fulfilled in your life. Like, you're going to constantly want more and more and more because it's not coming from within. It's not true to what you want to do and why you're doing it. Yeah, that's the ironic thing about this process, is that often the answer is right under your nose. You're just standing too close to see it. And there's a really beautiful saying that I learned from my project engineer last year, was that you have to take a step back to see the tree from the forest. And that was my exact issue. I was standing so close to that tree that I couldn't see the forest. But what I was also mistakenly doing was thinking that I could, you know, force myself to stand back from this forest, from this tree, and look at the forest by myself. And I was trying to do that for so many months. And so the best thing that I did in the second half of 2023 was invest in a mentor again. And I use this word so intentionally, invest, because so many people have this misconception that mentoring should be free. And that was also a truth, in quotation mark, that I believed once upon a time, that, you know, you find someone on LinkedIn who's really aspirational and motivating and you feel super inspired by, and you ask them for a coffee catch up and then you ask them to be your mentor. And that couldn't be further from the truth of what a mentorship relationship is like. And mentoring, it's basically, you know, you find someone who is where you want to be in the next few years, and they've already walked that path. They've made the mistakes. They know what the right path is to take, and you are investing their time in yourself for their time and their guidance and their wisdom to guide you down the right path, so you don't have to waste that time and that energy in walking into the wrong turns. And so it's something that I initially had invested in my first mentor in 2020. And when I finished our program and that particular period, I thought, okay, well, now I've learned everything. This should be sweet. Like, I don't need a mentor anymore. But then after I calibrated myself to the learnings, to the beliefs, systems that I had now newly formed, these new goals that I had envisioned for myself, I started to feel lost again, which was so weird. And so it's something that I'm going to continue investing in, a full-time mentor. And the thing is, you don't need just one. You should actually have several. They recommend 3 to 4. So yeah, mentoring isn't just temporary. And all the greats, no matter who it is, if you read up their biography, they all have full-time mentors and they have many mentors. So yeah, my mistake was that I thought it was just a casual contract type relationship. Once I invested in my mentor, she really helped me take all my answers and identify patterns in my natural disposition. So the patterns that I've noticed is that, one, I'm an extremely curious and proactive person who is super addicted to challenging myself and self-developing. Two, I like to be involved in many, many projects. I find fulfillment in working on different projects, not just one. For example, my full-time job is working in construction as a project engineer, but that wasn't enough for me. I wanted to work on other projects where I could create a bigger impact, develop a project outside of construction industry that kept me creatively engaged. Three, whenever I overcame a massive milestone, I was always looking for the next thing to achieve. And four, whenever I overcame a huge period of growth, like I did in 2021 and 2022, I'd eventually plateau, like I did in 2023, and feel lost again. And that really got me thinking about why I was like that. Why couldn't I just be happy and satisfied with all that I had already achieved? Why couldn't I have been satisfied with working full time? Like, construction was something that I had wanted for the longest time and now I'm working in it. Why wasn't that enough? And why was it enough to just spend time, the rest of my time, with my husband and my family and my friends? Like, why couldn't I be satisfied with a casual creative hobby, like weekly pottery classes? Why was there this urge to create impact or create some sort of project? For those listening to this podcast, you're most likely very similar to me. I'm sure you have had this feeling in your bones that you're destined to create something that will leave a huge impact and legacy in this community. Like, you just have to. There's just no way about it. You can't, there's just something inside of you that's saying, I can't just settle for this. And part of that, for me anyways, is because I'm realizing how short life is. Like, I'm 28 now and average lifespan is 80. Like, I've only got 60 more years left to do what I want to do. Like, what day, when is the day that I'm going to say, okay, well, this is the day I'm going to start? Because it doesn't just happen overnight. It happens over time. And so, yeah, my question was, why am I like this? Like, why do I need more? And that's where Master of Achievement came from. This year, I'm wanting to connect with curious, ambitious, aspirational, self-motivating, and proactive people who have big goals and ambitions, but they often plateau and they feel lost, like I did in 2023, after they've conquered a certain level. They're not, and this is where I don't want people to be mistaken, it's not about achieving more and more and more. It's about being addicted to the results, it's not about being addicted to the outcome or results of achieving big. It's being addicted to the journey of achievement, the journey of growth and development that comes with everything that you've achieved. I'm wanting to explore the various science-backed frameworks that are successfully helping people get through moments of burnout or languishing, limiting beliefs, so that we all can unleash this unlimited, like this this potential, this undiscovered potential that we have in all of us so that we can achieve anything that we want. I've been there multiple times, you know, this feeling of being lost, even though you've already achieved so much and feeling like you haven't done enough yet and that there's so much more that you want to achieve in life and you just don't know which direction to go. And I've been there feeling like everyone else is ahead of life than you. And put simply, it really does feel shit. And the thing is, this process, unfortunately, it's going to happen again and again. As long as you have a growth mindset to continually learn and improve, you're going to peak and then plateau and then peak again and plateau. There's just infinite levels to it. Back in 2020, when I met my now mentor, Eleanor Moshe, for the first time, my life completely changed. I didn't know anything about thought leadership, or all the ways I was subconsciously relying on other people to make me successful, or how I could take full control, responsibility, and accountability of my life so that I could unlock time and financial autonomy. Like after 2 years of working with her, I thought I knew what I needed to do. I mean, I'd learned all the questions to ask myself. I knew all the different frameworks. I understood the concepts that were taught to me. I was implementing new routines and mindsets. So shouldn't I have been satisfied that I'd accomplished that level of self-fulfillment? No, I was completely wrong. Because after a few months, I calibrated to this new way of thinking and everything became dull again. Like there's a catch 22 with this growth mindset. You want to keep growing to reach a level of fulfillment. And the process of growth, it's so shitty and confusing. But after you've overcome that hill, you still are left feeling like you need to learn even more. Like, wow, if this is how I am now, like what more can I achieve? And that's the blessing, to know how to be the best possible version of yourself and unlock that hidden reserve of potential so that you can achieve whatever it is that you've always dreamed. Guys, it's possible. How come the greats have been able to achieve what they have? You know, your Jeff Bezos, your Michael Jordan, like these people, it's not magic. It didn't just happen overnight. They managed to clock the system and in return, they changed the landscape of their world. And that's what Master of Achievement is going to be about. As well as sharing with you guys the science-based frameworks on how to unlock maximum achievement and become your best self, I'll also still, because you know I like to talk, still be interviewing some incredible people who've been able to work past this plateau and achieve some incredible things. So I'm really, really, really excited, and I hope you guys are too. And I thank you so much for supporting me on this journey. It means so much to me. I'm really excited for 2024 and everything that entails. And yeah, I'll see you in 2 weeks for our first special guest.